All right, welcome everybody. This is the meeting of the Mount Nebo Water Agency Board of Directors. It's August 14, 2023, 7:30 in the morning. Appreciate everybody being here. First item we've got is swearing in of a couple of board members, Dave Pitcher and Bruce Ward. So, Kim, if you want to take care of that. Dave and Bruce, if you.
Is it same time or then?
Whatever the boss tells you.
Has anybody ever said no?
I do solemnly swear.
I do solemnly swear.
That I will support, obey, and defend.
I will support, obey, and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the State of Utah.
The Constitution of the State of Utah.
That I will discharge the duties.
I will discharge the duties.
Of my office of the. Thank you. Yes, sir.
The front end of the ball.
Just make sure you vote.
I'll vote if you do. You'll be the tiebreaker. All right. Item number three is really public comment from our vast public gathering here. All right, seeing none, we'll move on to the next one. Item number four is the minutes of the June 12th meeting. Okay, Kim, the one I printed from the packet says May 8th on. Is that the May 8th was in there? The date just. Okay, you know what? Here's what had May 8th at the top and June 12th at the bottom.
Oh, you know what? I fixed that date.
Okay, awesome. I just printed this off last week. Okay, so it is the June 12th meeting minutes. Has everybody had a chance to take a look at those? Is there any questions, comments, corrections? The motion's in order.
I'll move to approve the June 12th minutes. Second.
We have a motion by Marty, a second by Kevin. Any question on the motion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Passes unanimously. All right. Number five, finance report. Dave.
Yeah, board members, there's not a lot going on. We did pay one bill for our PO box. We have some interest. We did send out the assessments for Project 6. After the budget was approved, and we received all those payments, all members. So it looks like we're in good shape. Well, if there's any questions, but that's the report.
Awesome. Any questions for Dave on finances? All right, we'll go on to the technical committee. Chris.
Hey, first of all, on the WaterSmart banking grant project. Had a really good discussion, a long discussion with Westwater on that. And we kind of settled on, and maybe Marty, you can clarify if I get this wrong, but we kind of settled on, let's focus on something simple on the banking program. Just only look at underground water rights and see if a banking thing can be set up with that. And if that can be done successfully, then it could expand more. The feeling is it's kind of complicated, kind of new. It's really almost a test project with this grant. So we thought that that might be a wise way to move forward instead of, you know, adding surface water, which has a lot of complications with it. Anyway, any direction from the board on that? Do you like that avenue? Would you like us to expand that a little bit?
The board?
That's
I like the idea of it being simple. Let's see if we can make it work. There's a lot of complex avenues that this could go, and I think that'd be a good way to start.
Yeah, and it's hard because we can see some good that could happen if it did expand, but we'd hate to kill it out of the gate just because we tried to do too much.
Right. Does DVLD have water they still want to put in it?
I haven't heard otherwise, so I don't know if any more.
Oh, I know.
So Yeah, that would be something to go back and.
So as we started, probably before the grant, but about the grant time, they identified like 984 feet that they wanted in it, in the banking system. And they identified that. I don't know the number, but that was identified quite early on.
And I think it's the water that they applied for a change application to move it some lot to Sewells and Payson. Was it Payson and Salem, maybe? Anyway, the offer was is to get that moved into those wells and then use it in some sort of a bank. And so I think that change application is still in process. I don't think they moved away from that.
Yeah, so I think they were trying to be, successful. So I think the 984 feet was here, so they didn't have water that had a question or a mark on it. So I think it was water that was here. I think that water is set to go in four different wells or something like that. You know, they can use, you know, multiple places, but I think that water was here, so they didn't have to sort of be work.
And the water with the change application could be added to
it. Yes. Okay. Yeah. I think that was
that kind of goes along with this banking project. Maybe if we could focus on whether that will work or not, then expand, that'd be good. The next item is this groundwater management development. Hans and Alice is working on creating some sort of scope of work of what it would entail to do the next step of a groundwater management plan. As they've been preparing this, they learned that the state engineer was also working on some sort of groundwater management plan. And so the technical committee asked them to get with Teresa and state, you know, state engineer's office and find out what they're doing, and maybe we could combine efforts, or at least not duplicate efforts, and use what each others have done. So we're talking about maybe having a joint virtual meeting with her, and just kind of talking through what would the next steps of a groundwater management plan look like. So, and that's pretty much it. We've had some talk about Subban. Subban doesn't really have a huge agenda when we meet. It seems like we only meet to pass a budget, and then. But that being said, just trying to look at how more efficiently to administer some of the water rights and contracts that Subban has, see if we can do some things that make a little more sense there. But no recommendations or anything like that. Just
there's a little bit of complication there, just because you've got some members of Subban that aren't part of Mount Nebo and vice versa, right?
Right. So. Exactly. So we have the district kind of looking into that. We just want to make sure. I don't think there's any city that wants to give up any of their contract water. But if we can administer that a little more efficiently, that might be good, especially as we approach a block notice type situation where all that water becomes available. We don't want that to create a situation that that water can't be used because now it's all in the city's name. So we're just looking at some options there.
With that subject, we could gather more information, accurate information, would it be good to ask Steve Clyde or legal aspects of any hiccups or challenges or things that we need to look at?
Well, we've gone through a lot of that with the technical committee a few years back, and have got some pretty good information in their hand. I'd have to go back and review it at this point to tell you what's all in there. But it takes basically a voluntary organization like this to do it. Project participants could get involved in it. State engineer has to bless it, and then it can move forward. But I think if the state is acting right now, I agree with Chris that we really ought to go sit down with them, see what the state is looking at already, because maybe we just duplicate effort and work with the state and what they're trying to do.
I think we can invite Steve to maybe one of our next meetings and talk through that.
But we can certainly go back and revisit all of that.
Chris, I have a question. So on Sumat, the property's been sold. So really the only thing that Sumat had was that contract, essentially to talk about the city water.
And they have some water rights as well. Their groundwater rights, kind of looked at different options on those rights, what makes sense. Could be a water banking, especially if the water banking was focused on groundwater, it could be just rolled into that. There's Woodland Hill is using some of them. Maybe they want to use some more of them. They can be traded as well or sold since it's an organization. So if we feel like, you know, the groundwater, as we get into the groundwater management plan, if we feel like the groundwater is over appropriated more than we're comfortable with, then maybe it'd be in the best interest to sell them or trade them, because if you have way more groundwater rights than you could ever use, it's not really benefiting the group. So those are the things we're just kind of preliminary, want to investigate it and then come back with some recommendations or a report on that.
Thanks. All right, item number 7, the resolution agreements with Strawberry Water Users. Dave, I understand you're going to kind of take the lead, and then Steve will chime in.
Is Dave there?
I'm here.
Yeah, I'm going to have him carry the discussion. I'll chip in, but I know it's hard to hear on this, if he can do it.
Yeah, so board members, as you recall, the board approved, and all of the entity members approved the second interlocal agreement. We amended that to allow Strawberry Water to be members. So then it comes down to the participation agreement. We have a draft that we're pulling in that the board approved. We've had discussions with Sterling and Strawberry. I believe they're okay to move forward. It does, if it's approved, then Sterling would give 3 names to Central Utah Water to get board member approved. And there is a buy-in, if you will, with the general budget that we have. We've looked at that as well. You know, I don't remember the exact amount, it's like $3,300 for the amount there. But my understanding is, and people have started speaking, my understanding is Robert's okay to have this agreement approved, and the board approves that they'll become members of Mountain Bowl. That's 3387. We were going to send that to Robert once the participation agreement is signed, and let them become members of the board and participate. Their Strawberry Water User might not have, they're not participants in any of the projects we have. They can decide that at a future date if they want to be part of that. But at this point, brings them on as a member for this agreement, similar to Island Canal membership. And I think we're good to go. I don't know if any of the board members have read through it, have any questions, or Sterling has any questions, but I think we're ready to move forward. Is that accurate, Steve?
Yes, thank you.
Sterling, any comments from Strawberry, or are you good to go?
Dave, would you just review with the board the difference between us and Highline in terms of appointments to the board?
Yeah, really the difference is Highline, through their participation agreement, the board members are appointed by Utah County. With this agreement, the board member for Strawberry Water Users will be appointed by Central Utah Water Agency. And
Other than that, the agreements are identical.
Any questions from anybody on the board?
What was the final method for getting this board member? Are they submitting three names or are they?
They'll submit three names to the
same as Highland?
To Mountain Eagle. Mountain Eagle will
bring that to Central Utah.
Central
Utah, sorry.
Yeah, so they'll submit three and then. I think we have, we had some discussion on this last time that if Central said, oh, we don't like any of three, then it comes back to Strawberry to kind of go through that process again. But I don't really think that's going to be an issue. So
we don't anticipate being an issue and certainly can put, you know, the number one choice.
Will an alternate be selected as well at the same time?
Sure. Yes. So once those two are appointed, I don't foresee any issues that would come up in the board as a regular board member.
Any other questions? Okay, so we have a resolution that's on the agenda and then also the participation agreement that goes with that resolution. So look for a motion for the resolution.
I make a motion to approve a resolution that the group participation agreement for
all
water users.
By Dave, do we have a second?
I'll second that.
Second by the other Dave. One of the other Daves. You got a whole bunch of Dave. All right. Any question on the motion? All right. Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Like it passes unanimously. We're getting this. All right, number eight, other business. Any information or discussion items we have for future meetings that we want to have Kim put on an agenda for the next time? Or any other business in general?
So I hate to bring this up, but is our venue big enough?
One you can add on, make the...
You guys sit up here and we can go down there and then it'll work.
Set up, you know, something with these tables down below.
We might all look at that. We're, you know, maybe we're out here in front of the rostrum. And
I really like it being here. I'm not arguing that.
Well, it's convenient. So
we've got until November to revamp it.
Yeah.
All right. We'll keep it here and I'll set something up down,
okay,
down below.
Sounds good. All right, looks like our next meeting is scheduled for November 13th. Any other questions or comments? Or Kim, anything we need to do? Your side, okay. Looks like we need one more motion.
Move to adjourn.
A motion to adjourn.
Second.
A second. All in favor say aye. Aye. Impact. Yeah.